So, Mr. Lee, what do you think was the worst movie of the year?
I have a few ideas, but I don't know whether they're actually going to be there or not. Until I look at the list and then I'll go, Do you have anything?
Well, Ellen McKay of recent, I think, will be one that will definitely feature there.
Which we did talk about that yesterday on the podcast. So, yeah, we know that will be.
Yeah, definitely. I think Smashing Machine maybe might be there because there was a lot of hype about that. So, yeah, a lot of movies that we expected would be right up there, potentially in our top five for the year, and will not feature, but there are some movies that, well, we just knew were going to be winners.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's some of them I knew straight away. As soon as, you know, the first day you knew it was going to be there at the end. Top movie. So I can't wait.
Well, it's time to look back. This is the Talkin' Flicks 2025 Year in Review. Let's go.
It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood. Thanks to the Forum 610 and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lee. How was your Christmas yesterday? Did you enjoy it? You did come around to my place for a little bit. You're only there for about 15 minutes, so I don't know what you, even why you bothered stopping in. I mean, I don't know what was that. Well, that was about.
Well, I had the morning with you, and I thought, you know what, just come in, say hello, quick hello to Nan, and then I went, you know what, I want to go. I thought, I didn't want to outstay.
I was glad because she was raving about you again. She's like, oh, isn't it lovely he came over this afternoon. And what did you give her? Because she was so happy. She wouldn't tell me what you gave her.
No, and I'm not telling you either.
Oh, come on, Mr. Lee.
No, it's special. Oh. It's special.
Are you one name getting on or something? Seriously,
okay.
Like.
Okay, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, okay.
But you can't promise that you won't laugh, okay?
Okay, I won't laugh. I want to know. What is it?
It was a picture of me.
Oh, of course it was. Oh, dear.
Because she didn't have one of me on her mantelpiece. So I just said, you know what? There's too many of this JT on here. You need one of me. And she said, you know what, Grant? I do agree with you.
Oh, thank you, man.
So I made sure for Christmas. And that's why I wanted you to walk in and see my picture on the mantelpiece. And you'd be like, what? I was going to be a big surprise. But anyway.
Well, I will make sure that picture goes exactly where it belongs.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Don't you worry. It'll be very short-lived. Yes. The cat got to it, Mr. Lee. That's all I can say. Yes. But it was great to see you yesterday and great to spend Christmas together. Now we're doing Boxing Day because this is a day. This is a write-off day, I like, isn't it? Because this is just a day where, like, it's just it's a great day for a movie. Everyone's tired after Christmas and just wants to relax. It's summer. It's hot. So nothing better than getting into the getting to the cinemas and seeing one of our new Boxing Day releases, which we mentioned yesterday in our usual episode. What have we got? We've got SpongeBob, Anaconda.
Anaconda, Housemaid.
Yeah.
There is so many good. And Boxing Day is always the biggest movie day of the year.
Yeah, 100%.
And they keep them. Yeah, and it's great. And it's always traditionally a busy day.
We have got a massive show. This is going to go blow over our 30 minutes, so we're going to have to get into it. But before we do, I do want to ask one more question.
Yes.
Are you going to work today?
Next question.
Oh! Okay.
Next question.
Yeah, no. You're going to work at any point in the next 12 months? That's the question I should have asked. No, I expect not. Good to see you reading your book I gave you yesterday. Okay, you're taking it seriously. Ways to avoid responsibility. Okay, but well done with your programming for Boxing Day, Mr. Lee, because you guys nailed that. So well done to you and everybody else at the Forum 6 and 85, and great to see some big movies out. And let's take a look at some of the movies that went wrong in 2025. It has been a big year. What was your favourite movie of the year? If you had to highlight one right now, what was it?
I would have to say I actually did enjoy The Working Man. I actually thought that was a great movie with Jason Statham. The other one that I really, really enjoyed, I thought Superman was good because, you know, that was the first
got the first blooper of 2026 here.
James Gunn. It was his first since he left Marvel and went to DC, so really, really good. I'm happy about that, but it was a good movie. What was your favourite movie?
Well, I think you know, Mr. Lee. You know it's going to be Final Destination Bloodlines for me, hands down. Loved it. I thought it was fantastic. You I cannot wait me. For the next one. I did drag you along. And that's why it's so special to me, because we got to go and see a movie together, and I really appreciated your company, especially in a horror film, which I don't often get. So,
no, definitely not.
Yes, I really appreciated you, Mr. Lee. And even though my arm hurt afterwards.
But you made me pay. It was like, really? I don't want to watch this movie, and you're making me go.
Where's that violin again? I need some violin. but it was a great movie. Great movie. I also also enjoyed Flight Risk. Now, I don't think this is going to feature in our 50, sadly, with Mark Wahlberg, but I did actually thoroughly enjoy that movie. But
I did too.
Maybe Mr. Lee not for the big screen. Maybe it was just a... You know,
but that's a very different movie for him to do as well. Like, that was for him to play a baddie like that. That's he doesn't do that normally. Like, he's either in comedy or a family, or you know, he's the hero. Him to do that, and also it didn't look like him either, did it?
No,
because he had the shaved head.
His head, yeah, and but he just didn't die, did he? Like, they kept handcuffing him and all this. I'm like, just. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he just.
They should have opened the plane door earlier.
Just throw him out. Yeah. but, okay, so will Flight Risk feature? We'll find out very soon. Let's do our top 50. Let's find out at the 50 mark what nearly didn't make the cut of our top 50. And it was, as you mentioned, one of your favorites from the year, Mr. Lee, which is a surprise. A Working Man, Jason Statham, which, I mean, for a Jason Statham movie, you probably expected it to be a bit further up, didn't you?
I did, and I actually thought for this movie, I watched it twice because I went to the movies and watched it, and then my wife wanted to watch it, so we went and watched it again, and I still enjoyed it the second time. So I don't understand why it only took just under 100 mil. So I don't know. Mm. Very, very interesting, because Jason Statham, he is good. Like, you know, especially when he throws a bit of comedy in or something like that into a movie, he's a good actor.
Yeah,
he's a believable actor.
Mm. Well, that is number 50. And number 49, we also wanted to touch on this special one. Leslie Nielsen, we loved him as the Naked Gun back in the day. And finally we got a – it wasn't a reboot, was it? It was a sequel, but not a sequel.
Yeah, because he played his son.
Liam Neeson.
Frank Dranham's son. He actually played Liam Neeson with Pamela Anderson. And remember all that, you know, were they going out? Were they, like, there was a lot of, you know, stuff. But I thought two of them, I was a bit worried about this movie because I thought, Liam Neeson, I just don't know whether he can pull off comedy. He pulled it off. He did really well. It was funny as.
He certainly did. Very funny. Let's take a quick listen.
Thanks. Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
In the bathroom.
I need this room immediately.
There's a line, man.
Police business. Oh, I'm going to ruin another suit.
Begin hyped to the sound of the police!
Yeah, now I know why I enjoyed it so much, but Mr. He's still sitting at 49, didn't really get any higher than that, which is a shame. And I thought it would, because there was so much hype about it, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. And they did a huge press release. They went around everywhere. It was world tour. They were really pushing it to be a big movie. So it's a surprise that it just took over 100 mil. So, it's a bit sad. It should have taken more in the worldwide.
Another movie we want to touch on is The Accountant 2. This is one that was really close to your heart.
Yeah, I love the first one, Ben Affleck. He just played that part so well. And then The Accountant 2 had a bit of comedy in it, just a little bit. His brother featured in the movie a lot more, which I thought was really good because his brother didn't feature that much in the first one. So for him to have him back in it, but it was just so well done, and it was just – like a continuing saga from the first one. And I love that sort of movie. And, you know, I think if there's an Accountant 3, I'll be watching it too.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there will be. You can just got the feeling that there will be one of those. Also, notable mentions in there to Karate Kid Legends at 44, the Smurfs coming in at 43. And Mr. Lee, this one was a big surprise.
Ah, Mrs. Darcy.
Mr. Wallaker.
Why is your granny wearing pyjamas?
Bridget, you're a widow with two wonderful children. My advice to you is put your own oxygen mask on first. You just have to get laid.
Shaz is right.
Oh, my God.
It's been 4 years now.
You're effectively a nun. A very, very naughty nun.
I've set you up on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. This is the third movie in the franchise, and it was so widely talked up. And, you know, we were finally getting a new movie, and it just didn't go to quite the heights because number 42, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy.
Yeah, I was actually surprised too because then they also did a big world tour with all the stars in it, and they were pushing it to be a big movie. A lot of women loved the first one, second one, and they were waiting for this one.
Well, Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, so you had all the usuals there, and it just didn't quite get the numbers. It came in, what was it, worldwide, about 130-odd mil,
yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. In the box office.
Which is, not great.
No, it definitely wasn't great. So Bridget Jones, we would have expected a bit more there. Moving up the list, Disney. Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. We got that many moons ago. Then we got the follow up to it. The sequel, Freakier Friday. This one comes in number 35.
Yeah, and you know it's funny. I actually really enjoyed the first one. I thought the first one was so well done. This one, I don't know. It just didn't hit the mark. I think you know it was too confusing at some stage. You didn't know who was who. When it was just the two of them, you knew, and I think that was really good. With this one, it just, I don't know, it wasn't, but it still took 153 mil worldwide. So that's still pretty good for that type of movie, and I think Disney would have been happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. Another movie throughout the year that you enjoyed is One Battle After Another. Let's take a listen.
This is Bob Ferguson. I was a part of the French 75. Steve Lockjaw just attacked my home, and I cannot remember, for the life of my only child, the answer to your question.
I need you, brother. Sensei, 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 please.
Courage, Bob. Courage.
That's it. Courage. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Hey, thank you, sensei.
Now, this is not too bad, Mr. Lee. Number 27, this one falls, and there is Oscar talk surrounding this film.
Yeah, look, they're saying this is going to be the number one film at the Oscars.
Really?
It's going to win a lot of awards, Leonardo DiCaprio. But it failed in the box office. The box office, even though it took 205 mil, it's still saying that it failed. Even though it came in 27, it should have done a lot better. So, which is a shame for something like that, but all the critics love it. So, yeah.
Well, earlier this year we sent a Talking Flickster, Chloe, along to see Disney Snow White, another one of these movies that was very much talked up. And we expected big things from it, but unfortunately, coming in at $205 million, it sits at number 26.
Yeah, see, that's another one. Disney was very disappointed with that. But I think it was because there was a lot of flack before the movie even opened, and I think that kind of put a bit of a dampener on it all.
What was it? Like, what was the film copying? Like, what was it that people just weren't enjoying?
I think they changed it too much.
Mm.
And there was too many changes to the actual movie from, like, the original, great. And everyone loved the story. The original, you can't beat it. And then when they changed too many little things, they just didn't hit the mark on it at all. No. But, still 205 mil, it's not bad, but they thought it was going to be a lot bigger than what it was.
Well, it didn't even make the halfway mark for us. Now You See Me, Now You Don't did. Number 24 is Nobody. Number 23, The Bad Guys. And down at number 20, Mr. Lee, Final Destination Bloodlines. Now, I would like to see this one a bit further up, but still a fantastic movie. Let's remember it right now.
Family, you don't get to pick the one you get. Just gotta love the one you got.
I always knew this day would come.
I got it.
I don't think you got it.
Death is coming for our family.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
Oh, the memories.
Yeah. It brings it back, doesn't it?
It does.
And, you know, like watching and listening to that, it just brings so many memories back of, yeah, they have to make another one, don't they?
Yes.
But how are they going to do all those killings? Like, how are you going to – because I know with Bloodlines, I didn't expect the ending to happen. That train just came out of nowhere, like that and the coin. Like, they're the things you remember, don't you? Like, you go, oh.
It's the way it was left open. It was the way it was left open at the end, so anything can happen. And I think you touched on in the real news not long ago that they're already starting to work on the next installment. And writers are already getting ideas about ways to kill people off and ways they can cheat death. So I look forward to the next Final Destination. And you know what? $315 million is not bad.
Not bad at all, especially for a franchise that's been going for as long as this has.
Well, it was the best. It was the best out of all six movies, all six Final Destination films. So that's really good.
Oh, it is. And that's why they would guarantee that it makes money. They'll keep making them.
Now, number 19, this is just new, Mr. Lee, Avatar Fire and Ash. So this one's still, you know, earning a bit more cash. So there's still some more development in this to go. It could climb higher.
Oh, I reckon it will, and I think because we're doing it today, I think by 31st it'll be actually higher than all the others. But at the moment, because we're doing it today, this is what the figures are. So Fire and Ash comes in at 19. Now, the one that I'm surprised at that even made number 18 is Sinners.
Which you went to see. Yes. This was around the same time that Final Destination was out, because I remember you went to see it just before you came to see Final Destination with me, and it was a film that you said was very well done.
Oh, it was. It was very well done, but yet again, it had zombies in it, and you just go, wow. And the music was actually really good, but very, very interesting, and it took $367 million.
And there was so much talk around Michael B. Jordan too. Out of that film. Yeah. You know,
he played the part really well. And I actually loved the ending of this movie. I thought the ending of it was really good. I'm not going to say it just in case someone hasn't seen it, because it will wreck it if you know the ending of it. So, yeah.
Number 17 was Thunderbolts Asterix.
Yeah, because you remember why? They're the new Avengers.
The new Avengers, yes.
Yes, which was a big surprise. And you know what? They dropped that too early, because that was a big thing at the end of the movie. It was a massive – no one knew that secret for at least 3 or 4 days until Marvel dropped it and said, this is the new Avengers, and that's what the asterisk was. It was to say something's happening. And, they should have just left it alone and just let people find out in the movie.
Well, you can expect that there's going to be more from that down the track, because it's merging into the Avengers now. So that's Thunderbolts at number 17. As we move down, number 15, Captain America, Brave New World. Let's take a listen to that.
You want to help me?
Is there anything you remember?
Whatever this is, Cap, be careful.
You know I've been no fan of heroes. But even I can't deny the good that you've done.
We're on the brink of war.
It's my job.
Captain America probably is my favorite superhero, I reckon. I love the color. Just love the color.
Yeah.
You know, the red, blue, and white.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think still DC. I prefer them. DC is my favorite. There's something about Marvel, which they're very good, and I like when they all come together in the Avengers and all that. I like that, but I'm still a DC guy.
Yeah.
Are you a DC? Obviously, you're a Marvel because you like Captain America.
I love my Marvel. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love my Marvel. Yeah. But you know what? I can swing either way with those two.
I've heard that about you.
Oh, my goodness. You want to get buzzed out again, Mr. Lee? You watch yourself. Wow. My goodness, that was very good, Mr. Lee. It was very good.
It was.
Oh, my Christmas.
Okay, moving on.
I'm having my socks back. You're not having my face. Okay. Number 13, we want to talk about a movie that just dropped only a few weeks ago. It was the follow-up to what was already a massive first movie, so it was the sequel. Part two, it's Wicked for Good, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and you know what? People have come out of that saying, brilliant. Yeah.
Everyone has said they've cried.
Yeah,
watching the movie.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot more singing in this one, and they have. They've come out crying, which is when you come out of a movie and you're either crying or you – that's a good movie. You know it's a good movie, don't you?
But
or, you know, you're scared.
Oh, yeah. But
that's a good movie. They're great. Good movies. Yeah.
And the soundtrack again, they've just smashed it out of the ballpark. Oh. I'm hoping we get Oscar buzz surrounding the soundtrack. I'm sure they're going to because, again
They missed out last year, and that's how I missed the Oscars, winning the Oscars, because I picked that.
I didn't. You did.
I did. And I thought it was a sure win. I thought, yeah, it's going to win for sure. And they sung it at the Oscars. Because usually when you sing at the Oscars, it's like, okay, that's going to be the one. Yeah, they fooled me. I won't be doing that again.
Well, you've learnt your lesson now. You won't get burnt twice, I'm sure. Number 12 is The Conjuring Last Rites. Number 11, The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Now we're inside our top 10. And number 10, it's this one.
You gave him an aircraft carrier?
Our lives are the sum of our choices. This is your calling. Your destiny. I have no regrets. Neither should you.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
Yeah, it was great to see Tom Cruise back as Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. And they have said final, Mr. Lee.
They have, but we know, don't we? We know.
We do.
It'll do another one.
We do.
Money. Money, money.
It talks. Yes. And we've seen a movie that was nearly at 600,000, just shy at 591,000. So that's still a pretty good earning at the box office.
Yeah, it is. It's still
591 good. Million, sorry. Not thousand, million.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I don't do well with numbers. There's so many figures on this sheet. Yes, so that's number 10. Number 9, your favourite. You mentioned James Gunn earlier, Superman.
Yeah, I was so pleased. It took 616 mil in the box office. And for a James Gunn movie in DC, and I think the dude that played, I can't think of his name at the moment, but he nailed Superman. Like he played. He wasn't as good as Henry Cavill, I will say, but he still was very good as Superman. And I think even Lois was good. And the thing that I loved was Crypto, the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was perfect. It was great. And that
it was
616 million at the box office for Superman. Number 8, I've got to be honest, I'm kind of surprised this is in the top 10, only because with all the hype about it, I thought it would have been I didn't think that with after all the hype that it was getting that it was going to make the 10. I guess kind of a bit of lack of hype as well in a way was F1 the movie, which Brad Pitt in this one.
I was surprised too. I did not think it would make top 10, but this was a movie you had to see on the big screen. With those cars going around, Brad Pitt, you had to see it on the big screen. This was one of those movies that, you know, when you go – that's a big screen movie. This was one of them, just to get the surround and the cars going flying past. Yeah, it's just not the same on the small screen.
No, so that's number 8. Number 7, this is a good one, How to Train Your Dragon, and we knew that would do well.
Yeah, we did, because it was live action and they opened it just before school holidays. Kids loved the movie, the animated one, and they did such a great job. They didn't change too much, which is what they did with Snow White, and that's why it didn't do so well. They have now got that one, and I hope they make another live action of How to Train Your Dragon.
$636 million that one brought in, and a great family movie. Number 6, this one is for you, Mr. Lee. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Oh, do I have to? Demon Slayer, Kimi Tsuyoyaba, the movie just, Infinity.
Just where you thought
I still
it was
can't
gone.
Do it. Just I still can't do it. I should have just said Demon Slayer and the rest of it.
That's right. Yes, exactly right. Same as Matthew McConaughey, as we heard yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Matthew.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up yesterday too. Thanks. This one is the big surprise because this is anime.
Yes.
And it's taken just under $780 million worldwide, which an anime, that's massive.
What does it say about anime films? Like what does... What going forward into 2026, what does this set the bar with?
Oh, it's huge. It's going to be, there's going to be more anime movies, but it's got to be the right one. And Demon Slayer has a massive, as by that result, has a massive following. So if they do another Demon Slayer, let's hope it's not so bad with the words after it. It's just Demon Slayer, you know, goes to the mall or something. You know, that would be so much easier to say. But yeah, I think there'll be a lot more Demon Slayer movies coming out.
All right, let's do our top five. Here it comes. These were the biggest movies of 2025. In at number five, it was a movie that, well, it was another one to add to what is an already massive franchise. And watching the trailer, geez, you just get goosebumps. It was this.
Oh. Please.
Sorry.
Please open the door for me.
On the island we're headed to, 24 species have survived there alone.
Time to move.
Oh, doesn't that just get you? That is, it takes me right back to the first one all those years ago. It is just an incredible, incredible. Chris Pratt's brilliant.
Yeah, Jurassic World Rebirth, $868 million at the box office. I am surprised to see it inside the five because I'm not taking nothing away from Jurassic Park, but I just feel like there were a lot more hyped movies this year that you just expected to be there, but that's really good to see.
Yeah, it is. And yet again, that was another big screen movie because those dinosaurs, you know, just seeing on the small screen, it's not so good. But on the big screen, it's scary.
Oh, yeah.
It is massive, isn't it? Like, they're huge. And it has a huge cult following as well. Now, coming at number four, this one is a big surprise to me because another Jack Black movie. And I watched it and I went, yeah, okay. And, you know, everyone was doing the chicken, was it zombie chicken? And they
jerky.
Did, you remember the popcorn? Oh, yes. How they throw all the popcorn up, throw things. There were security guards inside cinemas. There was so much happening. That, you know, cinemas, it took them hours to clean up after that one scene that you just go, whoa. And a Minecraft movie to come in at number four with just under $1 billion, that's massive.
I'm actually surprised that you said that you were shocked to see this one here because I actually thought it was quite fitting. Now, I went along to see this. I was not one of those throwing popcorn, Mr. Lee, despite what I think you probably think I would be doing. chicken jerky. I did not. But it was the phenomenon that what people were doing and the hype around it, the talk about that particular scene where he's on the chicken in the boxing ring. And let's be honest, Minecraft is huge in general. Mac has had the Minecraft meal going on as well. Like it was just everything was Minecraft, Minecraft, Minecraft. All the kids were going to see it. So I've got to say, I'm happy to see it at four. I think it's earned its spot.
Yeah, okay. I disagree. I don't think it needed to be there. But money talks again. So
no, because
and
you're
people
just
loved
annoyed
it.
At people wrecking the cinema. That's why you're yes. like, get the violin out again, Mr. Lee.
Yeah. I just remember all those poor cinemas. And, you know, we actually, when that scene came on in our cinema, our staff would go in there and be standing there so they were visible. So if anything happened like that, they would put an end to it before it even happened. Because some cinemas, there were fights inside their cinemas.
Well, I've got one thing for you, Mr. Lee.
Oh, we needed one of them.
yes.
Yeah, good to, but good how much trouble would we have got into?
Good to see your arm. That's good today. Number three. This one.
Don't say it. Go on, say it. Say it.
Well, I'm gonna play. Say it. I'll play the trailer first, and I'll say it. Okay.
Okay. Righto.
He's so cute and fluffy.
He is your responsibility. Got it.
We promise.
Ah! Bam, 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 bam.
No. I'm gonna give you to the count of three, Stitch. One.
All right, Lilo and Stitch.
Yay! He got it. He got it. So it's not Lilo.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I am not shocked at all to see this up here because it was huge. We could not keep up with it, and it everywhere. Everything was Lilo and Stitch. You know, I can't remember where I was. I was somewhere overseas, somewhere, and everything. I was actually in Japan. That's right. And everything was Lilo and Stitch there. It was massive over there, as it was here, and kids loved it. So you know what? There'll be another one coming too.
Yeah, yeah. You can just watch. And yeah, great to see it there. And over a million. Over a billion at the worldwide box office. So very deserving of spot number three.
Absolutely.
Number two. Well, this is not actually that old. This is still out now, and this is going to be great for the school holidays.
I just wish I knew what we had to do to prove it to everyone else. We check the perimeter, snoop a little. We find nothing, we bail.
No snake has set foot in Zootopia in forever.
Keep the music playing, 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 playing.
There's a snake!
Snakes aren't the bad guys. I have to set things right. And when I do, my family will finally be able to come home.
Woo! No. Zootopia 2.
Hey!
Which is no surprise. This has been massive. This is, you know, we said, you know, that Disney had a flop. Well, this is their biggest movie of the year. And for it to only be out for, what, just on 4 or 5 weeks now, it's actually taken $1.2 billion. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
That's so much money.
Now, we did speak at the time because it had been in the top five for a couple of weeks. So we're looking at it going, okay, it's going to be high. It'll be inside the 10. I didn't think two. So that's really good because last year we had what was it, that Disney movie last year? It was massive last year. What was with the feelings? The feelings.
Oh, Inside Out 2.
Yes, that's it. Yes. And that was one of the biggest movies of the year, right? So
yeah, it was.
No surprise. Zootopia in it too. Great little movie.
Well, I actually thought it was going to be number one.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be number one movie of the year, and that's what I'm thinking, wow, for it not to be number one, it's something's bigger to take over.
Well, Zootopia 2 brought in $1.276 billion worldwide at the box office, but there was one movie that brought in over $2 billion, the biggest movie of 2025, and it is, let's get a drum roll going. All right, Miss Lee, the biggest movie of the year. You can say it.
Is Nezha 2.
Wow. What the hell?
Blows me away.
Now, you didn't, and you
it's
didn't
an
get
animated
this.
Movie.
You didn't even get this at the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5.
No, we didn't. We couldn't get it because it was massive everywhere. And for a movie that even in the international box office, it took really a massive amount because in the international, it's the whole world where US kind of keep their own little bits and that took 23 mil in the US. The rest of it was around the world. Australia did massive and also China, of course. China is where the money came from. So
they
all love their little animated movies of Nezha,
Nezha is a young boy. So this is it's animation.
Yes,
it was.
Animated.
Look at that.
Which, when you think that's two movies in the top 10 are animation, as in anime type movies.
Crazy.
That's massive.
Just crazy. Yeah, absolutely. So I did not see that coming. I did not see that as the number one movie of the year. But there you go. That is the big winner. Nezha 2, over $2 billion at the box office, taking out our top 50 for the year. Now, Mr. Lee, now it's time to go back and take a look at those movies that we would like to consider a big flop.
Yeah, and there were, I must say, there was a couple that I was a bit surprised. We talked about Flight Risk earlier.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. You enjoyed it?
I loved it.
It was a flop, which is really sad because I, you know, how hard is it to film inside a four-seater plane?
Oh, no, that's right. That's what I think at the time, like, yeah, I know. Yep.
I'm shocked.
But they managed to get a full movie out of it. That was the great thing. It was well done. And Mark Wahlberg, if you haven't seen it, still go and see it because it looks great. You got to check it out because I just thought Mark Wahlberg played this character of, while he was freaky, God, he was hilarious because he just would not die.
No, they tried everything, didn't they?
The poor guy, he had just... It was kind of like Harry and Marv off Home Alone after Kevin McAllister got to them. It was very much like that. The poor guy was just beaten up. I mean, he was a bad guy, but he was hilarious in this one. Given the fact it was supposed to be an action thriller, but he was quite funny. I mentioned earlier The Smashing Machine. This is one that's made the flops for 2025. The Rock.
Yeah, and you know this is a shame because The Rock, as we know, is a brilliant actor. He's one of the highest paid actors. And he tried something that was, you know, a true story, very different from what he normally does. And you couldn't recognize him. He had so much makeup on, you couldn't recognize him. And I think hopefully that's not the reason why. But, yeah, it's going to do well at the awards, any awards show. He's already been nominated for Best Actor for it. So, well, it's a shame that it's there.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely did not deserve to be there. No. Locked was that one where, remember the car?
The car, yes. Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
And, I can't think of the guy's name that was in, he's in a lot of movies. I actually enjoyed this. I thought it was really well done because it proves you shouldn't break or, you know, steal cars because you don't know what's going to happen. And I actually did enjoy it.
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård.
There with Anthony Hopkins, both played their roles really well in this one. So again, another one of those movies I guess we're kind of surprised to see there. Nobody 2 was there, and War of the Worlds, Until Dawn. Look, let's talk about the elephant in the room right now because I think we need to. Ella McKay. I'm going to go as far as to say I think that's the biggest flop of the year, and it's waited until the very end of the year. What it was built up to be, supposed to be a female friendly movie, which was, you know, this very, very female, and we had Jamie Lee Curtis, Woody Harrelson, Emma Mackey in that one as well, who played Ellen McKay, and it was centered around, it was more political charged, a bit of comedy in it as well, centered around the election with Barack Obama and things like that, but it just didn't quite go there, and people weren't connecting with it. That was the big thing to come out of that movie.
Yeah, they weren't, and it's a shame because you know what? I think it might do well on the small screen, but it just didn't go. It just wasn't there, and it's a shame because I think Jamie Lee and even Woody are great actors, and you know they're very mindful of what they do these days. So that was a big surprise. The one I want to talk about that really shocked me because I watched it and I don't blame was Brideheart.
Yeah, with that Rebel
Wilson. Yeah. I struggled to sit through that.
Now, I'm going to come out and say it right now. I think I love Rebel. You agree. Rebel's a fantastic actress.
I love her too. Yep.
You know, she's been in some great movies. You know, Bridesmaids and what was the other one? Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect she was in.
Perfect.
Loved her in that. I just think since she's dropped the weight, I'm not seeing the same Rebel anymore.
Yeah,
you agree with that? Like she's.
But my thing is I think she's more of not a lead actress. And I know that's a big call too, but I don't think she's a lead actress of a movie. She's more this funny one. So she's the comic. She's the one that, you know, the number two, basically, which is what I am of this team. I'm exactly the number two. I'm the funny one. So, yeah.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to punch you out. That was very well played, Mr. Yeah, that was well played. I'll give you that. Thank you.
But it's a shame because, I just thought the concept was really funny. We had the other girl from Pitch Perfect in it. Can't think of her name now because, But anyway, we don't win them all, and I know Rebel is – she's a great actress. She's a great person. And she's got The Deb coming out, which is an Australian movie next month. So looking forward to that because that looks really good.
When Rebel needs a bounce back. This wasn't good. She needs a bounce back movie. So hopefully that is it because, we love Rebel and we support our Aussies and, we'd love to see her come back. Now, speaking of movies to come, Mr. Lee, we're going to be bringing on 2026 because we're like less than a week away from launching into a new year. And, God, there's some big movies on the cards, isn't there?
So excited. The one that I really want to make mention and talk about for the next probably, I don't know, 3 hours that we're doing this podcast for, it's coming out in June and it's Minions 3. I am so excited. I cannot wait for this movie. I think it's going to be and I think I'm going to drag you to it, JT.
Now, what I think is going to happen, Mr. Lee, is I'm going to be taking leave in June, so extended leave. So I'll come back when it's finished.
I know how much you don't like the Minions, and that's why I went. Oh.
Do we have to seriously touch on that this year? Do we have to?
And we're going to probably spend a whole podcast on it.
Oh, you're not going to make this a talking flickster, are you?
Thank you for giving me the suggestion. Thank you. I was going to do something else, but that's the one now. And we're going to have to talk about it for half an hour.
It's a shame because I want to hang around for Toy Story 5 and Moana, which are both that. How can you have three of those types of movies out in 1 month? Because they're all going to count each other out.
Yeah. So because it's school holidays.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. That makes sense.
April, we've got Super Mario Galaxy World. But the big one for April that everyone's waiting for is Devil Wears Prada 2.
Yes, very much so.
Because we want to see Andy and we want to see Meryl on the big screen yet again. Like, how big was that when it was?
Huge. That's going to be great. This is going to be big.
There'll be a girls' night for that one for sure.
Yes, I would imagine so. November brings about the Hunger Games. When was the last time we had one of those? It's been a while now, wouldn't it?
It's years now. Yeah. Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping, it's called. So that's going to be a massive one. But I like the other one that's opening in November, which is Focker In-Law.
Meet the Parents is back, I'm guessing. Yes. But In-Laws.
Because remember, Focker In-Law. So it's going to be all the Fockers are going to be in the movie. So I'm really excited. Because Meet the Parents, when it first came out, it was great. It was so funny. Robert De Niro playing a comedian.
I love that movie. It's just, and I love Jinx, the franchise.
Remember Jinx the cat?
Yes. Yep.
He trained him to go to the toilet. It was like.
I love it. Is it the second one where Jinxie gets stuck in the toilet in the camper van?
Oh, he comes out blue.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love that. That's so good.
Yeah. Aren't they funny names like they have for each of these movies? Because didn't they have something else called Meet the Fockers?
Remember that? Which were
his parents?
Well thought out. Great surname. Yeah, just, and even correct. His first name's great too.
Yeah. Do you know the story about how they got Focker through?
No, how'd that happen?
The studio wouldn't let him call it Focker because, as we all know, it does sound something else. But they actually proved that name is real. And they opened the phone book. Yes, there was a phone book. And it had all these Fockers in it. And so once the studio saw that it's actually a real last name, they went, okay, go for it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So that's how they got it through because normally something like that wouldn't go through at all. But it is something.
The past, yeah, that's good. I like that. That's really good. December sees two awesome movies as well. And I'm guessing these are Boxing Day releases next year.
Yeah, I reckon they will be.
Ice Age 6 and Angry Birds Movie 3. That is an impressive list, Miss Lee. Now, I want to know here we are. We're in December 2025. Which of these movies makes the flops list next year?
None of them.
You reckon none of them? That's what you said.
I reckon they're all going to be up. They'll all definitely be in the top 50, all of them. The one that I'm going to say to you is, what do you reckon is going to be number one out of just those movies that we've just talked about? Can I just say also, there are so many more movies to come out. This is just a little, the ones that I just picked. So there's heaps more big movies coming out.
I don't know.
It's not all later in the year, by the way. There is March, we've got Hoppers, which is going to be massive. February, there's a lot of movies coming out. So it's not just these. It's just I picked these. That's all.
Mm.
But yeah, you can't tell.
No. Well, Devil Wears Prada 2, you could say, but then again, I thought that about Bridget Jones. And it sits at 42, you know. So Toy Story 5 could be – I reckon it's Toy Story 5, Minions, or Moana, I think, or that will make the – that will be number one, I think. Yeah.
And I'm going to throw Ice Age 6 and Angry Birds in there as well.
But it is Boxing Day, Mr. Lee. It's going to be a Boxing Day. So I don't think they're going to be – yeah, they won't have time to make our list – unfortunately, so put a red line through those. But they will be good when we get there, okay? So that is 2026 in movies. And as Mr. Lee said, there are so many good ones coming out. If you want, next Thursday, Mr. Lee's going to rattle off every movie on the next podcast that's coming out this year, and you can get a list of all those, okay? And while he does that, I'm going to go to sleep. So sound good to you, Mr. Lee?
Sounds good to me. I might... I won't say.
Talking. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll just keep talking. I'll just keep telling you all the movies. I'll just keep rattling them off. Because there's been thousands of movies this year.
Thousands. That's good. They're serious. Yes, I like that. It's so passionate. I wish you were like that with your job when you turn up every day. Thousands.
I am.
How are you, staff? It's going to be a great day today. All right, Miss Lee. Well, I've got to say, I will see you in 2026.
Yeah, I'll see you then too. I cannot believe it. We're going to be 2026 next time we talk.
It's going to be great. Look forward to it. And we get next week. You know what next week is? New Year's resolutions.
Oh, no.
So have a think about it.
Do you keep yours when you do pick them?
My New Year's resolution this year was to be nicer to you.
And that didn't happen.
Well, I don't feel like I achieved that.
So you can't do that for 2026 because you know that won't happen again.
I probably will because I'll try again. I don't give up, Mr. Lee. I don't give up. You have a lovely New Year and a weekend and do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You enjoy your Boxing Day, what's left of it, which it's going to be a good day. I'm going to just sleep, I think.
Yeah, cricket.
After all that food yesterday, I ate.
Well, not my place. You didn't very quick.
No, because you didn't offer me anything to eat. So,
well, you left before I had the chance. You came in and gave Nan your present, and then you left. So, didn't even get time. And now I find out that it's your photo. Actually, I'm going to find that now. All right, I'll get that sorted. Have a lovely week, Mr. Lee, and to you too. Thank you very much to everyone listening, and we will catch you again next Thursday morning for another massive episode of Talk of Flicks. And have a great New Year's.
Yes,
we'll catch you next week when Grant Lee and I join you again for. Yeah, we just love to. We just love being joining you on the public holiday. So we'll see you next week.
We do.
We don't get any rest, do we? Just stop.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.